Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas yesterday. As we continue our practice today in the book of Sirach, we're in chapter 6 with verses 18 through 20. My child, from your youth, choose discipline, and when you have gray hair, you will find wisdom. As though plowing and sowing, draw close to her, then wait for her bountiful crops. For in cultivating her, you will work but little, and soon you will eat her fruit. She is rough ground to the fool. The stupid cannot abide her. The concept of the soul and its journey is subjective and varies across different belief systems and religions. However, when referring to personal growth and spiritual development, meditating on wisdom every day can have several potential effects on your overall well-being, for regular meditation can lead to a deeper understanding of yourself, your thoughts, emotions, and actions. This heightened self-awareness can help you make wiser decisions and cultivate healthier relationships. As I mentioned before, meditation can improve concentration and mental clarity, allowing you to approach situations with greater insight and wisdom. This may lead to better decision-making and problem-solving abilities, where the practice of meditation can regulate and manage emotions, reducing stress, anxiety, and negative states of mind. This emotional balance can contribute to a more peaceful and wise approach to life's challenges. Meditation often involves cultivating feelings of compassion and empathy towards oneself and others. Goodwill is the desire of every saved soul, seeking to help others overcome a variety of different issues in each life we all lead independently. This can lead to a greater understanding and acceptance of different perspectives, fostering wisdom in relationships and interactions with others. By seeking truth and a deeper understanding of those you encounter each and every day, by consistently meditating on wisdom, you may develop a thirst for knowledge and a desire to seek truth and a deeper meaning in life. This could lead to a continuous pursuit of wisdom and personal growth, expanding your understanding of the world and your place in it. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for my children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, my son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander. We continue to praise God and thank you for this birth. It's coming up in February. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 6. Our practice today was in verses 18 through 20. We're talking about wisdom again and what it means to have wisdom. It's discipline is what brings you wisdom and where it happens to fools who cannot hang tough. It's a two-stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Her Closely Draw. Discipline, choose, child mine. Wisdom find as hair turns gray. Her closely draw to by the divine. little work crops bountiful, cultivating fruit each day. Harvest theirs meek, fool's ground rough. Stupid cannot repeat, abide not tough. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's December 26th. Merry Christmas. 12 days of Christmas continue. And we're recording this morning at 4:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us today. I hope you had a merry, merry Christmas yesterday as we continue to lift up the birth of Jesus and what it means to our humanity. Salvation comes to all those who confess the Lord as his Savior. As their Savior, come to Jesus, and he will bring you to life eternal forever and ever, where peace presides over all passion and persistence is a part of your life's plan in redemption. Amen. Share goodwill. Be a person of faith, and people will see this and naturally be drawn to you. May God bless you and continue to grow in your faith, as my good friend John and Marie has all these years. We lift them up as we close today at 7-Eleven in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus. 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 God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.